Praise the Lord, amen.
Amen.
Father, we come before you this morning. And we pray that you would come with your anointing. Because it is the anointing that breaks the yoke. And there is a yoke that needs to be broken. In our lives. In this Butuan place. And in the whole world. So we pray that you would anoint your people. I submit to you my own mind, myself. And Brother Nelson, as he interprets. And whoever is here to listen to the word of God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. I think I might need some chalk. You've got a...
Huh? This can be erased.
I suppose. Because it's over now. Okay, good. Yeah, I read it. Okay, great. Yes, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. First Peter 5,
Unang Pedro, capítulo 5,
and verse 1 to 4.
Versículo 1 hasta 4.
Amen.
The elders,
ang mga ansyano,
which are among you, I exhort, who am I also an elder, and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed.
Unang Pedro, kapitulo 5, versikulo 1 hangtod sa 4, nagaingon, busa kanila ng mga ansyano nga ana kaninyo magatambag ako ingon nga ilang nasigkan ansyano ug saksi sa mga pag-antos ni Kristo ug mag-aambit usab sa himaya nga ipadayag unya.
Okay, you read just the versikulo 1, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So, we are not here the first time. And we know what the word elder is. We know it is not a position, it is not an office, it is not a something we are more or anything. It is about the people who are more mature in the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Our aspiration should be that every man in the church would become an elder. We do not want that half of the men in the church would remain younger. I understand that the brethren who gathered here are the more mature, it means the elders in the church. Amen.
Amen.
What are the more mature, what are the elders supposed to do? Versículo 2 or whatever. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind.
Versículo 2, pagda ninyo ang panon sa Dios, nga naa kaninyo, dili nga daw ingon nagpamugos kamo, kun dili sa kaubos o ninyo kayo. Dili lamang alam sa mga ulang pagpanapi, kun dili sinubanan
ninyo. The church has turn this into business.
ang kasimbahanan na nahimo ng usa ka negosyo.
Amen.
Amen.
The positions in church, whatever you call it, is a very lucrative position.
Kasimbahanan abuna ni sa usa ka ma usa ka posisyon niya din nga murag maka-agni ya karato.
Yeah. The word lucrative, can you hear the word lucre?
Nakadungog naman kayong pulong ng lucre o may tungkol ang marami siya sa ka lucrative and marami siya huwag ka ng ma
filthy lucre.
Filthy lucre, wala nang marag marag siya o sa ka butang na marag di maayong tanaw sa ka ma-intay maano kita niingin ma
amen. The promise, the promise of for the elders is not a lucre, is not to become rich. It is to be partakers of Christ's sufferings. Amen.
Amen.
And whatever God gives you in His mighty provision is only again to be given away.
Right.
Because we will be therefore partakers also of the glory that shall be revealed. Amen. Neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock.
Apan usa ka example o himpo dia sa katawhan.
Amen.
I cannot write so neatly as the teachers do, but I'll do my best.
Adili ko maayo musulat pero ako paning kamutan nga makasulat ako susama sa usa ka maestro.
You kind of feel you are in a classroom. So it's little.
You're not supposed to be right outside the line.
Yes, it's kind of holy place in that respect. We are to be ensembles. We need to be able to tell the brethren to tell them, look at me, look at my life.
Amen.
And do the same.
Amen.
We should be able to say, follow me as I follow Christ. The same way we teach our children. We teach them by words, but we sign the words by our life. If our life is different than the words, we are not moving in the way God wants us to move. Amen. So, being an elder, or being a father in a family, puts you into a place of how would I call it?
Ibutang kini sa sama sa usa ka lugar nya sa una ko pagsulti nini.
Skomani. What would be the best word for it? It's a word where you are searching things, you're investigating, you're checking, you're all the time, you need to be, there's a word, but I don't remember it.
Under the microscope?
Yes, under the microscope type of mentality, checking, you know what I mean? You know, there are the ensemble means
Ejemplo, mao.
It needs to be exact.
Kinahanglan sakto gyud kini.
Because the other things you derive from it.
Kay ang sunod niini mao magayud.
Template.
Mamahimo niini.
Amen.
Amen.
So what you need to become.
So ang kinahanglan nga mahimo ikaw.
Is nothing less but Christ. Amen.
Amen.
By your lives. And when the chief shepherd shall appear,
so diya magpakita na ang pinakataas niya magbalantay.
You know, people say yes, they are shepherds, elders. And then they try to have a higher shepherds or elders. But there is only one. We are all shepherds. We can be older. We can be younger. But we are nothing like a superior elder and a junior elder. It doesn't exist. Amen. We are not the missionary elders. And you are the low elders, local elders. It doesn't exist. Amen. Yet there is one chief shepherd. If you are being an example to the flock, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. I have been delivered from certain sins. When I was battling the sin for a longer time, and then I seen my child behaving the same way. That shocked me. And I said, unless I change, being an example, they will have a hard time to overcome too. You have a responsibility.
Right.
You have a responsibility in the way you live your lives. In a way you treat your children. In a way you treat your wife. In a way you treat your bodies. People observe you the way you work. They observe you the way you lay down your life. They look at you if you are tired. How do you behave? They watch you if you are frustrated. What do you do about it? Do you pray? Do you go to God? Or what do you do? Not what you say. What do you do? Galatians 6:1.
Galicia capítulo 1 versículo capítulo 6 versículo.
Yes. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, that would be the elders, restore such one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Capitolo 6, versículo 1.
Mga taga-Galacia, capitolo 6, versículo 1, nagaingon, mga igsoon, kung mga sa katao, nahiligas nato sa kalapasan, kamong mga espirituhanon, mao ang magpahihuling kaniya, uban sa espiritu sa kalumo, palandunga ang imong kaugalingon, basi ikaw matintalusan.
Amen. We are supposed to be spiritual.
Kinahanglan gyud ta usa ka mga espirituhanong tawo mo ison.
So it's for us.
Kini pulong alang gyud kini kanato.
What if you want to hand give somebody hand and help him?
O kung imong itulid ay mga kamot sa aron sa pagtabang sa imong ison.
You need to consider thyself first.
Imo sa consider pag-ayo ang imong kaugalingon.
Lest thou also be tempted.
Kung ikaw sa ison matintal usab niini.
Amen.
Amen.
So again, we've got this principle of being an example here.
So kinahanglan gyud nga mahimo gitang usa ka mga ehemplo.
Amen.
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 You like a pattern, yes.
Susama sa sumbanan.
I'm saying that your life, you need to be delivered. You need to walk a holy life. To be able to fulfill the role of an elder. So the responsibility to feed a flock is pushing us to our knees. Amen. It is taking away the authority you should have if your life is not right. If you want to counsel a marriage or married couple,
kung ikaw ang maghatag og mga panumbakon diha sa mga magtiayon,
you have to have your marriage in order. You need to be an example of a husband loving his wife. When your children ask you, Daddy, how is Christ loving church? You need to be able to answer in the same way I love your mommy. As Christ will have laid down his life for the church. You see me laying down my life for your mommy. Can you say amen?
Amen.
You need to repent any minute and 77 times a day.
Kapito,
exactly. And you need to, sisters, be an example of church submitting to Christ. When a child comes and says, how should a church obey Christ? You should say, well, in the same way you see me obeying your daddy.
Amen.
And we all know that we fall short, isn't it true? But let's repent. Let's keep, whenever you transgress, go after it. Consider thyself. God forgive me. Being an elder, I supposed to be an example. And I'm falling short in this moment. Deliver me first.
Linggawas ako ni ini.
And then I use me to deliver others.
Gamita ko aros.
Hallelujah.
Sab sa uban.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
When you are to counsel,
kung ikaw maghatag og mga panabagon,
consider thyself.
Ikonsiderar gayud ang imong kaugalingon.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Dalagon ang Dios.
You know, when I don't want to go there, I believe it's in Leviticus 8. When the priests were anointed, if I'm not mistaken, they were first anointed by the blood. And only then they were anointed by the oil.
Pagkatapos niya na, dihugan sila sa salana.
Amen?
Amen.
So, of course, we are representing, we are representing the elders, the priests.
O kita na nag-representa kita sa isip usap ka pare o usap sa mga unsyano sa simbahan.
It means we first need to be anointed with the blood of Jesus to be cleansed.
O kita kitang tanan tinahanglan gayud nga madihugan kita sa dugo ni Kristo.
Amen.
Amen.
And only then we can have the anointing to bring to the flock.
Kung diha kita pagkahuman niini dihugan ikaw sa lana aron kita magamit diha sa simbahan.
So I want us to understand that we need to be first.
Kinahanglan kita masabtan kita gayud ang una, o himplo.
Amen.
Amen.
So be example and samples and consider thyself.
Mahimo kita himplo consider gid nato dayon ang atong kasakasan sa kilabot.
What happens when we consider ourselves? What do we find? What do you find when you look in the mirror? The spiritual mirror. Huh? You do?
Your face, your real face.
You find your dirt. Amen? Well, but that's okay.
Okay rin na siya.
It's good.
Mayo siya.
Some people
ubang tao
are not honest enough
dili sila tinud-anay gayud
to admit the dirt.
Sa pagdalit sa pagdawat sa mga hugaw sa labasan.
And they never can be washed.
Dili gyud sila mahugasan.
The Pharisees,
ang mga Pariseo,
they never could have been washed.
Dili gyud sila mahiluan og mahugasan.
Why?
Ngano?
Because they believe they are clean. Amen.
Amen.
You know, some people believe you should not apologize to your parents, I mean to your children or to your wives. We believe otherwise. Some people believe the elders should not apologize to the church. We believe otherwise. Amen.
Amen.
We want to be examples also in repenting. So when you're considering yourself, and you find the dirt, you bring it before God, and you go through the process of purification. Amen.
Amen.
So to be an example, you need to go via purification.
Isip ikaw sa kaimplo sa katawan sa Dios, kinahanglan mo buhagi ikaw sa proseso sa purification o pagpanghilo.
You do not need to be to have the whole body washed.
Dili na kinahanglan ang tibok nimong lawas hugasan o hiluan.
Because you have been washed already.
Ikaw hugasan na.
You know I'm quoting a scripture.
Ibalo ikaw ginoo nga naga-action nga naga kuha ako sa versikulo sa Biblia.
But Jesus said to Peter,
apan si Ginoong Hesus nagasulti diha kang Pedro,
if you don't let me wash your feet,
kung dili mo ako tubutan nga maghinlo o maghugas imong mga tiil,
you have no part, no business with me in the kingdom of God.
Wala kay bahin o parte diha sa kinahanglan sa Dios.
Amen.
Amen.
Peter, of course, we know Peter. Oh, then wash me.
Oh,
the whole thing. No need. You don't need to get baptized every Sunday. You don't need to get born again and born again and born again. If you say something which is not right to your wife, you don't need to get married again. Amen. But we have to go through this Jewish process of purification. Bible spends quite a good portion in explaining the way to purify. And of course, it's a good idea in the natural. In the natural, we take shower and we brush our teeth and we clean our bodies. But it's only a shadow. The real purification God has in mind is a soul. Amen.
Amen.
God called us to be pure.
Ang Dios ang tawag kanato isip usa kabalaan, magpakabalaan.
And we as elders,
kita nga mga ansyano leaders si man,
are constantly going through the process of purification.
So makanunayan din kita nga maghinlo sa tong kasakasa ka tuloy yung kawin.
Have you, I don't want to be too private, but did you have a shower today? Yesterday.
Karo bang adlaw nakaligo bang tantaran?
Did you wash? Did you brush your teeth? All right. So, in the same way, have you repented today, yesterday? Did you go to God for particular things and have you repented? Your habit, as much as you're washing yourselves, is to go to Jesus constantly and repent. What is repenting really? Maybe you need to go on your knees. On your knees to go to Rome. Or at least to Davao City or. No, that's not repentance. Amen.
Amen.
What is repentance? It is change.
Mao ang pagbag-o.
Change.
Pagbag-o.
Amen.
So we need to go as elders.
Ginala kita mga unsyano o leaders sa simbahan.
Through constant change.
Adlaw-adlaw permanente nga pagbag-o sa atong kita.
Amen.
Amen.
Are you still interested?
O interesado ko ba kamo mga isol?
Amen. Are you sure? All right. What is the measure? How much we should be pure? In Matthew 5:48. Yes. Be ye perfect as the Father is perfect.
5:48.
Okay.
So 48. Busa kamo kinahanglan magmahingpit ingon nga hingpit ang inyong amahan nga langit nun.
It even doesn't say that they should be perfect as Jesus is perfect. Because they could be thinking, well, he is now with us in the flesh. And they could be considering and saying, well, you know, is Jesus perfect? Or is he not perfect? They could have been speculating, even though we know Jesus was perfect. And he didn't want to leave them any doubt, any question, any space.
So wala na tinang una-unaon pa nga si mahitungod nini kung kulang pa ba o sakto na ba?
And he says, be ye perfect as I am perfect.
Anagasulti gets ginong Isus nga paghimpit ka mo, nasusama ako himpit po.
So that gives us a challenge, doesn't it?
So naghatag ka na to ba o saka paghagit sa itong kasatag sa kabalimbing.
That's why we find the dirt. Because the requirement is, well, the requirement is not is that we would be good people. The requirement is not that we would be nice people. The requirement upon you as elders is to be an example that you be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. Would God ask you to do something which is impossible? He wouldn't ask you to do something impossible, so it's possible to be perfect as the Father in heaven is perfect. Amen. We've got a goal. And the goal is the soul delivered, perfect soul. It is a promise. Regardless of the dirt, it is a love of God upon us. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
1 John 3.
Unang Juan kapitulo 3.
1 to 3.
Versículo 1 hanggang sa 3.
Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the children of God. Start with 1. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not.
Verse 1. Tanawan ninyo kung saan gubaha ang hinatag ka na ito sa mahan. Nag-ibanganlan kita ng mga anak sa Diyos o maoka na kita. Ang hinungdan na ang mga kalibutan, wala pa kaila ka na ito, maokini. Kay kini wala man makaila ka niya.
Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is.
Mga hinigugma, kita karon mga anak sa Dios, kung maunsa man kita, kini wala pa ikapakita, apan kita nasayon sa igapadayag na siya, kita may sama kaniya kay kita magasudlong manunya kaniya sa iyang pagkamao.
You are Bible students. And you know that there are two different words for sons or children, right? Actually three, or actually more. Yes. So what does it say? We are the sons of God. Huh? Any idea? It says the children of God. Amen?
Amen.
How do you say children in Greek? You study Greek? Huh? Technon. Okay. Technon.
Technon.
Scripture says, study to show thyself approved. You need to dig into the word. You have access to the books, right? I remember it's over 20 years back. Maybe 25, I don't know. No, it's 22 maybe, something like this. 23. I was a little boy in Czech. And there was a brother from your fellowship, by the way. Brother Tom Sigurd. And they came to visit us in Czech. And they, he brought a nice J.P. Green interlinear. J.P. Green is the man, interlinear Bible.
Okay, ang nagdala siya kung sa kalibro ng atong J.P. interlinear ng Biblia.
You know, and he had it there next to him in a plastic, new, brand new. That was before this, yes. Now we have everything in here. Bible, songbook, Greek, Hebrew, English. And I was just there, and I just said, "Oh God, I wish." At the end of the conference, he came to me and says, "God told me to bring this over to you." He never seen me before. Amen. I hardly had money to eat. While I started to collect the books, and then I got Strong's, and then we got Hires and Gesenius and other books, and then we learned Greek. Amen. You are a Bible school. I think I would expect in a Bible school you go to Greek and do at least some traces of Greek that they can study the words and go deeper. You need to be examples in this. People need to see you studying the word and loving it. Now, quite a few of you have access to notebook or computer. For free, no money, you can access all the Greek, all the Hebrew, all the study, all the words, all everything.
Imaging makitaan kini sa diha sa computer tanan, Grego, uban pang kinahanglan nun, dictionary, tanan mo sa kanan niyan sa computer.
Amen?
Amen?
Okay. So, I want you to study.
Gusto na ako magtuon ka mo.
And so the word is, we are now the little children of God.
O kita diha mga gagmay anak diha sa Dios.
And it does not yet appear what we shall be.
Wala pa kita na makita kung sa yato nga samputan o pagpapalago mga samputan na sa pipila ka mga tuwing ng mga bayan.
So the current status.
Karon nga bago na to nga kahintang.
It's not. This is not it.
Dili ni mao imao. Dili ni siya mao.
It's not yet it.
Wala pa may tabo.
We are not finished.
Dili pa tapos ang tanan.
We are not finished product.
Dili pa kita tanang katapusan ng produkto.
It is as if you know, you cook.
Sabi ang magluto tayo son.
And the child would come and taste it. And you say, wait, it's not finished yet. It may be still tasty. But it's not finished product. Amen.
Amen.
So, we are not yet the finished product. We are children, little children of God.
Dili pa katapos. So sa mga kita, wala pa mahamtong diya. Sige, magagbay bata pa lang kita.
So we are in the purification process.
So diya po kita saan sa purification o pagpaghinlo.
And we will like Him. Again, the same thought.
O diya, mamahimo kitang susama kaniya, kang Kristo.
For we shall see Him as He is. Now we don't see Him as He is. We see Him, all the ideas we have about Him. Amen.
Amen.
But we will see Him as He is. Also, when we mature, we see us.
Makita na tong kawalingon.
As He sees us.
O makita na usab niya kita.
Now,
karon,
we don't see us.
Karon wa mata kita kung kinsa gayud kita.
You don't see yourselves the way God sees you.
Wala pa na to makita na to kawalingon sa diha ang Dios.
Amen.
Sa diha ka na to.
That's why God gave us one another.
Mao nang gihatagan kita sa batong matag usa aron na nang butang.
That's why God gave me wife.
Mao nang gihatagan na kung usa ka asa ka buo asawa nga gwapa.
That God gave me my brethren.
Mao nang gihatag niya kana ko ang mga kaigsoonan.
Amen.
Amen.
They can come and they can say, you know, you've got a little problem here.
O nga makaduol kang kaingon siya nga, uy, aduna ka ba mga gagmay problema?
You don't see yourself, do you?
Wala ka maka
You don't see your t-shirt, do you?
Wala ka kita sa imong kagulong t-shirt, di ba?
Yeah, but I see your t-shirt.
Oh, apan nakita ako sa imong gisulob.
So I can tell you.
Oh, so makasulti gyud ako.
Okay, change your t-shirt.
Oh, bakuha imong sinina, magilis ang sinina.
Amen.
Amen.
And you need to tell me.
Oh, kinahanglan sa busuki sa basa ko.
When there is a problem.
Kung aduna kay problema.
Amen. Because I have hard time seeing me, and especially, you know, I don't see myself from back. You know, I can leave the toilet and I don't notice, and my shirt is like this.
Yeah?
What would you do if you see me with a shirt? Yes. He helped me there, or he tells me. Do I get offended? What's your problem with me,
George?
You have anything against me? It's my business. Why are you picking on me?
You know,
want to see him embarrassed.
And he is just trying to help me. You know what I mean? So I come and say, thank you. Thank you, brother. You know what I'm saying? So, where is the scripture, by the way, that we are not seeing ourselves? We do not know ourselves the way we are known.
Wala kay sama kay balo kung unsa gi atong kinabuhi gyud pasama sa nakakitaan sa uban.
Any idea? It's in 1 Corinthians 14 minus 1. So it means it's the last verse of chapter
13.
Let me find it quickly. So it's 1 Corinthians 13. And, oh, it's not the last. It is the 12, actually. Now, let me start with 11. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things.
Una matag Korinto kapitulo 13 versikulo 11 ngayon sa bata pa ako nagsulti ako sa ingon nga bata nagpamunauna ako na ingon nga bata o nagpakatarong ako sa ingon o bata apan sa naamtong nako gihitin ko ang mga paaging binata.
We are brethren, we are the elders. We are not supposed to be children. Amen. We need to put away childish things. Amen.
Amen.
We are not to be children, we are to be men. Mature man of God. And samples to the flock. In every word, in every thought, in every deed. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known.
Kaysa karon kita nagasudong sa mga hanap na panagway daw pinaagi o salamin apan makita rin nato kini unya sa laptop nga now o now sa karon bahin lamang ang akong kaibaluan apan kung kaya masasad sura ang kanan may o na ay nanang kanan na isa po kanan.
Alright, and so we know that we are children of God. And we need to become like Him. Do you believe it? Who believes it? Is it your hope?
Yeah.
Is it your hope? Okay. How do I know that it's your hope? How can I believe you that it's your hope? I will tell you. Because every man that has this hope in him purifies himself even as he is pure. No, 1 John 3.
1 John 3. Okay. Upang kanan nga nagabatong sa maong paglaom, kaniya nagapaputlit sa ilang kaugalingon, maingon nga kadto siya putlit man.
So, if you have the hope, that now you are a child, but you will be a mature son. If you have the hope that when he appears, you will be like him, then you surely purify yourself even as he is pure.
So dia nga mahimo kang himpit o putli sa sama sa Ginoong Jesus putli usab.
If I don't see anybody purifying himself, they have lost their hope of being like God. Amen. If you have still the hope that you will be like Him, you keep going through the process of purification. And even if you go down, how many times you go down? If you are righteous, huh? Seven times. You know that it's symbolic numbers, right? Amen.
Yeah.
What does it mean, seven times? So it means fullness. It means you will be falling all the time. You will be going down. But the righteous man is not only tripping, but he is again coming up and coming up and coming up. Amen. You keep purification, and then you realize, looking backwards, there are certain things you are delivered off. No more fighting. No more problem. In certain areas, it's not my problem anymore. Devil, you don't live here anymore. And some part of your soul, whether it's emotion, will, mind, or desires, gets purified.
Amen.
And the blood of Jesus Christ is there. And because of more blood, more oil, more anointing can come. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Are you excited?
Yeah.
It is exciting news.
Amen.
It's full of hope. And when we have the hope of Him, we don't give up purification. Do you feel sometimes resigning? Amen. Don't give in. I get every year, I get resignation from my wife as a teacher. She's teaching the children, and I receive a little text message, and she goes, honey, I'm resigning from my role of mother and teacher of your children. You know, please help. Of course she's not resigning. She just wants me to call her and say, oh honey, I love you, you can make it. And she goes, I'm explaining this 15th time, and today we had a test and she still doesn't know it. Or the homework is not done. She lost the pen, I bought another pen and she lost it again. And whatever the list is, you know. And so we kind of laugh and we pray. And I always reject the resignation. And I say, honey, the resignation is not received. So we go for another year or a few months before I get another one. Sometimes we feel to throw the towel in, don't we? Amen. You invest into things, isn't it so? And you build and build and work. And then and it's in pieces. Don't resign. Collect the pieces. Keep pushing. If you have the hope that it's all designed to change you into perfection.
Yes, amen.
You cannot get to perfection unless you go through the difficult days. It is what you do in the difficult days that determines what will you become at the end. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Can we decide? We are not going to resign.
Amen.
Can we pray today? Lord, if I resign, like my wife is resigning, don't receive my resignation. Just encourage me. Because I don't really mean it. I just need encouragement. I need strength. I need your word. But I'm coming on. I'm not resigning. I am not settling for less. I am not ready for a compromise. Because I have the hope that when He appears, we shall be like Him. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, let me give you a couple more scriptures and let me close or give space to others. You know, in Psalm 19:12, the psalmist is praying. And it says, cleanse thou me from secret faults.
Salmo 19, versikulo 12, na gayon, sa mga sayop niya, kinsa ba ang makasabo? Kuhaan mo ako sa mga sala na natago.
Yeah, so you have cleansed thou me from secret faults. Is it secret faults? Okay. So it means, Lord, there might be things hidden. In kasing-kasing. Yeah. In my heart, yeah. So there are things that are somewhere, you know, close. It's doors sometimes in our heart. And sometimes even we don't want to go there. Amen. It's time to allow the cleansing process. You cannot have, you know, closed door. Amen. So cleanse thou me from secret faults. Confess to one another and say, I need to be delivered. Cleanse me, Lord. If you have this hope in Him.
kung aduna kay paglawom diha kini.
Amen.
Amen.
You desire to be clean? You don't need to go there, but in Psalm 51:2 it says, "Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin." Wash me, cleanse me.
Sa Salmo 51, versikulo 2, nagaingon, "Hugasan mo ako pagayo gikan sa akong mga kasalanan, o hinluan mo ako gikan sa akong mga kasalanan."
And you can be asking and say, "Okay, Martin, you speak about this purification." I want to get pure. I want to open the door. Alright. However the door works. I want to let the Lord in. In my secret place. Amen. And I want Him to clean me. How do I do it? How can one clean his path? Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed there to according to thy word. And this is Psalm 119:9. Psalm 119:9, okay. Where shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed to the according thy word. Amen. There is a... All this, what I am explaining you, Jesus has done as his first miracle. Amen. His first miracle was taking the soul. He took a man. He took a word of God. He put it into the man. And the word of God in man turned into fruit. Is it true? What was the first miracle?
Changing the water into wine.
Yes. Let's go to what is it? John 2. Is it 2? Must be 2. Because 3 is Nicodemus, it must be 2.
Nicodemus, chapter 3, chapter 11.
The beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. Oh, sorry, this is the end of the story. Oh, sorry. I think I start with one. And the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there, and both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. First two verses.
John 2:1-2
now.
Siguro kadlaw may kasambito sa lungsod sa Cana sa Galilea, dito ang Ginoon Jesus.
Yes. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, "They have no wine." You know, and Jesus says, "Oh, come on, Mom. What do I have to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come." She must have had a revelation. Amen.
Amen.
Revelation of what Jesus came for. They were talking language nobody else understood. If you read their story, it doesn't make sense, does it? When somebody else would be there, they would say, what they are talking about? You know, hey, they have no more wine. My hour has not yet come. But they knew. She knew. Because she said unto his servants, the servants, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Here the mother is representing the ministry of the church. And is encouraging the servants. And it's saying, whatsoever Jesus tells you, do it. Can I be the mother now? Can I encourage you? And say, brethren, servants, whatsoever he asks you, do it. And there was set 3 6 water pots of stone. Just part of it. And there were set 3 6 water pots of stone. Alright. Six. Why is six? What is it six?
Number of the beast.
No.
Number of man.
Number of man. The beast is fullness of man. It's 3 6. Okay. So the six is number of man. What is stone representing? Man. Yes, because the temple is built from living stones. Christ is not just a stone. He is a cornerstone. Okay, and the cornerstone and all the other stones are, you know, aligned to the cornerstone. So again, it's speaking about the man. And the water pot is the soul of man. Amen. The soul of man. And he said, and look at this. Jesus followed the law. Jesus followed the law.
Jesus puno sa mga balaod.
Because he gave the law.
Siya man ang naghatag sa balaod.
So it is after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece. Firkins apiece, whatever.
Verse 7.
No, we are still in 6.
Verse 6.
Okay.
Ang mga Hudyo, may mga turumanon sa ilang tinuwan lakot sa Panginlo o tumulong ministry kibutang ng ka tatyaong bato na sudanan o tubig ang matag-usa na sudan o mga pensa o mainti nga sudanan sa galon ng tubig.
So we are again in the principle of purification.
kung karon ang karon balik niya na pagdina sa prinsipyo sa pagpanghinlo o purification.
Purifying.
Pagpanghinlo.
Amen.
Amen.
So here it shows us how to purify ourselves.
Kung karon nakita nato kung saon paghinlo sa atong pagsatag sa kapugalingon.
7. Jesus said unto them.
Ikapito. Si Jesus nagkanayon kanila.
Fill the water pots with water, and they fill them up to the brim.
Kun gayud ang tagyaw banga sa tubig, ug ila kining gipuno diha sa gyud sa
I think our sister is getting revelation here, huh? You understand it, don't you?
Yeah.
So, what is this talking about? Why did Jesus tell them, fill it with water to the brim? Help me. What is it? Give me the interpretation. Fill your soul with the word of God. That's the purification process. Amen?
Amen.
That's the way the young man purifies his path. Do you know that the water in the Bible represents the Word of God? Give me scripture. Huh? John 15, and it says, you are cleansed through the washing of the water, which is the Word of God. Amen? So, we know that if we have the hope in Him, we purify ourselves, even as He is pure. And we see here that it means to fill our soul with the Word of God. Amen?
Amen.
But what happens with the Word of God in the soul? A miracle. What happens? It turns into
wine.
Wine is the fruit. Amen.
Why? And we know it makes one mau ang bunga.
That's the squeezed, pressured fruit.
Iba watonga kumutumuto na usaka frutas may exon ng muduga kini.
So when you fill your soul with the Word of God,
sa diag imong sublat puno niyong kagalingo sa mapulong sa Dios.
What does it say? That the Word has the power to save your souls.
Iba ang pulong sa Dios na sulti ang aniyang mga pulong mga adunay kagahuman sa pagaluwas sa imong kagalingon.
So you pour in.
So diyan imong punon o sudlan.
The Word, which is the water.
Mana iyang punon ang pulong na mao ang tubig.
And when they draw out of you,
sa diyan makuha sila gikan kanimo.
When they see your mind,
makita nila ang imong una-una.
When they get your emotions,
diyan makita nila ang imong makuha nila ang imong gibati.
When they see your will and desires,
makita nila imong kabuto ng imong mga pangandoy o mga paninuha.
It is sweet fruit.
Sampis kayo mga bunga.
You know what I mean? And not only it's a fruit, it is not just wine.
Dili lamang kini usa lang kabino.
It is the best wine.
Pinaka anindot.
Amen.
Bunga.
Amen. And there's one more thing.
Apan aduna pay usa ka butang ison.
And there is the aspect of time.
Aduna usa ka bahin may tulo sa panahon.
It happened at the end.
Na tabo kini sa katapusan.
He has left the best till the end.
Iyang ibilin ang pinaka anindot dito na gayud sa panahon.
And since we are at the end of time, the best is yet to come. Amen. Beloved, now we are the children of God. And it doesn't yet appear what we shall be. But this we know, that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him. And every man that has this hope in Him purifies himself as He is pure. You are to become examples. So brethren, purify yourself. Let the word of God fill your soul. And you will bring forth the best wine ever.